May the Lord grant you keen discernment and perfect freedom from the lies of a religious spirit that always seeks to distort the truth, especially when it threatens Satan's kingdom. Amen. Beloved heart dwellers, some of you have been with me since 2015, when God granted an extension of 5 years for us before the rapture. That has come and gone, and the other possible extension in 2020 may have been 3 years or less. He has not given me clarity on that. If it is true, then perhaps we will have till 2023. But judging from the signs he gives us daily, urgency, urgency, it's very urgent, and I don't think we have that long. We're expecting a major change by October. A major change, for better or for worse, by October. In the meantime, we're preparing our hearts and what may be needed in a time of famine. I marvel that the Mother of Jesus comes to visit and instruct us. I marvel even more that I can hardly tell the difference between her and the Lord's words. It must be because her heart is so totally united to his. There is something about her that is so much like him. But I have been fighting a wall of haze, difficult to hear and see through, and I don't know whether this is opposition from the enemies of Christ, I wouldn't doubt it, or my own shortcomings. But I know I can trust our Lord to bring me through to the other side and to bring accurate messages to you. I just miss, really, being close to him. There have been a few moments where we danced together and where he held me, and it was so precious. And I love to go back to those places. They're very nourishing and strengthening. Well, so many terrible wars and famines are being unleashed. Nigeria, India, Haiti, Cuba, South Africa. I believe to install the Marxist agenda and take freedom from the face of the earth. Please, my dear family, pray for them. Pray. I cried out during the rosary to Our Lady to please help me to hear clearly with all these things going on. My heart is so attached to everything. And she answered me. She said, I am here, and I hear your cry for help. So many around the world are starving deliberately, and now it is coming to your country. Your prayers for them avail much. Pray for them very much. It is so tragic, Claire. And this is another reason why things must be accelerated. And here she's talking about the agenda for the rapture. Each day that goes by, more of these innocents are suffering and dying of disease and starvation. All of this has been pre-planned by those who run the world. They have no compassion whatsoever for anyone outside of their own. Do you not despair? Truly your prayers are effective to bring comfort to those who are without. This is another reason why all of you should be models of moderation, so that no one can accuse you of stealing from the poor. The poor are God's gift to you. It is by comforting them that the Lord himself is comforted. Never neglect to do a good work when you can. Each little thing you do brings him great happiness and fulfillment that you are indeed children of your Heavenly Father. It is by denying comfort to those in need that your heart becomes hardened. It is also by watching over yourselves carefully, knowing that you can increase others that are in extreme need by limiting what you do with your own resources, that softens your heart and sets the right example for others. I want to address your deep sadness, Claire. If there were another way to do this, Jesus would have found it. But the layers of corruption go so very deep in this country and throughout the world that the time has truly come to begin the cleansing of planet Earth. Mother, I don't understand how there can be this glorious new age everyone's talking about with all of this going on, knowing that we too are targets for destruction. She continued, one hopes for the best, does what one can, and anticipates the remainder. You have a good leader in President Trump, and he has made quality decisions. But there is a point at which what actually happens that determines the countermeasures. There are many complicated dynamics to weigh in the balance between politics, famine and hunger, shortages of every kind. So many dynamics come forward, and there is no easy, clean solution. Much depends on how injured this nation becomes. Right now, that is the priority. And I've been crying out for our country that the Lord would not allow the powers that work for Satan to nuke our nation. But there have been so many prophecies, and we've seen it so many times. It's going to be a miracle if we come away unscathed. We have to pray for protection and for protection for our president every day. Everyone here at the refuge is praying for those intentions. She continued, one thing you must know, Jesus is coming back and you must prepare people. I said, I'm really confused as to how to present this since I've already talked about it before. And what I'm mentioning here is the confusion around the 1,000-year reign of peace that some are saying is going to come soon. Our Lady said, work at it, Claire. Don't give up so easily. Persevere. And yes, I will help you. Thank you, Mother. I feel so lost right now. But I am again listening to those who speak of the Great Awakening. It has many layers and dimensions. My only concern is where the demon aliens fit in, their agenda, and a push that God is not needed in this equation. Also, there is talk of a 1,000-year reign of peace, but the most accurate history book in the world lays out the sequence of events, and they have not been fully carried out as yet. Still, this brick wall of oppression is something only the Lord can conquer, and I know He will not allow me to be tested beyond remedy. She continued, part of that is an external oppression the Lord is allowing right now for the comfort of other souls. Remember, we've talked about that before. That's Simon's cross, by the way. The Lord did a message on Simon's cross that explains that dynamic more fully. And that the Lord allows us a sliver of that cross to carry, and it comes in the form of suffering and difficulties. She continued, do your best, beloved. You always do. Remember, it is not depending on people hearing you or not. It is depending on their response, which is not your responsibility. Holy Spirit is with you. You are lacking faith and confidence, but I can assure you, He is with you. And in that moment, I caught a glimpse of His face right in front of me, and a smile crossed my face before I could stop. Just a big smile, recognizing Him being there with me. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, help me. And I'd like to ask you, dear family, to remember us in your donations for July and August. So many are on vacation and they forget us. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your generosity and faithfulness. We have 4 people now who have their own independent ministries and followings. This is my heart. When people come here, is to raise them up in their own ministries and the Lord will send them out. I am so grateful to Holy Spirit for raising them up. Some will be going to Africa to begin ministries there, some to other parts of New Mexico. And we have 3 new members of our community, which I'll share with you later. So some come and some go. To keep everyone well fed, we deeply appreciate your kindness to our ministry. Remember also to check in the text section for the many links we have to new ministries. Lord, please sustain us as one body with you as the head, and your great love hold us all together. We love you, heart dwellers. Amen.